This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for the continuation of our series, Learning the Arabic Language. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in book 2 of the Medina Arabic syllabus, and bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we move on to lesson number 19, walhamdulillah. But before that, insha'Allah, a little bit of a revision of lesson 18. We learned about the kaf of similarity. Sa'ati kasa'atika. My watch is like your watch. My watch is like your watch. هذا البيت كالمسجدي. This house is like a masjid. كمثل الحمار. Mentioned in the Noble Quran. Like the example of a donkey. We also learnt about كله. كله means all. حضر الطلاب كلهم. The students attended, all of them. قرأت الكتاب كله. I read the book, all of it. بحثت عنه في المدرسة كلها. بحثت عنه, I searched for him. في المدرسة, in the school. كلها, in all of the school. The entire school, I was searching for him. We also learned that if we have the ya of nida, and then we have a noun which has an alif and lam, there's an issue, there's a problem. We know that we have ya bilalu, ya ahmadu. But if we have annasu, ya annasu, there's a problem there. Ya annasu, annasu is defined. So what we need to do is, we need to bring in something in the middle. And what do we bring? We bring ya ayyuha, ayyuha. We add in ayyuha. So it's ya ayyuha annasu, ya ayyuha rajulu, ya ayyuha annasu. Excellent. We also learnt about hayya bina, come along. Hayya bina means come along. It's an ismul fi'il, a noun, but it has the force of a verb, insha'Allah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. We now move on to lesson number 19. Lesson number 19, not a very long lesson, walhamdulillah. And thus we can go through it quickly, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. What will we learn? What will we cover in this lesson? Well, we've already learned the negative particle with regards to the past tense. Ma darastu, ma jalastu, I did not study, I did not sit. Ma katabtu, I did not write. With regards to the present tense, la a'rifu. So past tense we use ma, present tense we use la. So la a'rifu. La a'rifu, la adri, I don't know, I don't know. La adri, I don't know. La akulu, I'm not eating. La ajlisu, I'm not sitting. As for future tense, so this is new now. We did past, we did present, now future tense, insha'Allah, we use lan, lam and noon, lan. Lan adhaba, lan ajlisa, lan adrusa. Lan aktuba, I will not write, I will not study, I will not sit, etc. So for example, we will be covering many examples of that, insha'Allah. Ya Aminatu, lan tadhhabi. O Amina, you will not go ila Taifi. Ya Aminatu, lan tadhhabi. You will not go to Taif. Ya Akhawatu, lan tadrusna اللغة العربية. يا أخوات لن تدرسنا اللغة العربية إن شاء الله. الله مستعان. أبدا. We will cover the word أبدا. أبدا means, أبدا is used to emphasize negative for the future. لن أكتب إليه أبدا. لن أذهب إليه أبدا. I will not go to him ever. لن أكتب إليه, I will not write to him ever. So أبدا is used to emphasize negative for the future. Whereas the opposite, قط, قط is used to emphasize the negative for the past. ما رأيته قط, I've never seen him. ما رأيته قط. I have never seen him. بإذن الله تعالى, we go through the passage, and with the passage, inshallah, many matters will become clear. والحمد لله. الدرس التاسع عشر عمر. So the brother's name is عمر. عمر. أرجو أن تشتري. I hope, I request, أن تشتري, that you will purchase. You will purchase in the future. أرجو أن تشتري. I hope that you will purchase. I request that you purchase لي هذا الكتاب. I hope that you purchase لي for myself هذا الكتاب, this book. من الهند, from India. عندما تذهب, when you go. عندما, when you تذهب, when you go. إلى هناك, to over there. When you go to over there, meaning when you go over there. في عطلة الصيف, in the summer holiday. إنه باللغة الأردية. إنه, it is. What is the it? It is the book. The book that he's talking about. إنه باللغة الأردية. It is in Urdu language. وما وجدته. ما وجدته. I did not find it. وجد means to find. ما وجدته. ما وجدت. I did not find. ما وجدت. I did not find. ما وجدته. I did not find it. في المكتبات. In the libraries. In the bookshops. هنا. Over here. I did not find it in the bookshops, in the libraries, over here. So Amr is requesting from Ayub, when you go to India, you buy for me this book, inshallah, in the future. Ana asifun. I am sorry. Ana asifun. I am sorry. I am sorry, says Ayub. Inni lan adhaba. I will not go. Inni, indeed I, surely I, lan adhaba, I will not go. Ila al-Hindi, to India, fi utlati sayfi, in the summer holiday. Uridu an adhaba ila Baghdada, uridu an adhaba, I want to go. Ila Baghdada, to Baghdad. Li azura, to visit, khali, to visit my mother's brother. أريد أن أذهب إلى بغداد لأزور خالي, to visit my uncle. الذي يعمل, who works, في سفارة الهند, who works in the Indian embassy هناك, who works in the Indian embassy over there. سفارة, سفارة is the embassy. Excellent. Then they say, Amr says, وإخوتك, and your brothers, ألا يذهبون إلى الهند. Are they not going to India? I mean, I'm sure some of your brothers are going to India. They can buy me the book. وإخوتك ألا يذهبون. وإخوتك ألا يذهبون إلى الهند. Are they not going to India? نعم. هم أيضا لن يذهبوا. They also are not going. لن يذهبوا. لن يذهبوا. They will not be going. هذا العام, this year. هم أيضا لن يذهبوا هذا العام. They will also not be going this year. يريدون أن يبقوا. يريدون أن يبقوا. يريدون أن يبقوا. They want to remain. يريدون أن يبقوا. يريدون أن يبقوا. They want to remain بالمدينة المنورة. They want to remain in مدينة المنورة. Why? ليحفظوا, the lamb of reason. ليحفظوا, to memorize القرآن الكريم, to memorize the noble Quran. نعم. هم أيضا لن يذهبوا هذا العام. يريدون أن يبقوا بالمدينة المنورة ليحفظوا القرآن الكريم. ما شاء الله. They want to remain behind in مدينة المنورة so that they can memorize the noble Quran. وأخواتك. So Amr says, what about your sisters? هن أيضا لن يذهبن إلى الهند. They also will not be going to India. هن أيضا لن يذهبن. لن يذهبن إلى الهند. They will also not be going to India في العطل, في هذه العطلة, in this holiday. يريدنا أن يذهبن. They want to go. يريدنا. They want. أن يذهبنا, to go in the future. إلى مكة, to Mecca. أولا, firstly. ليعتمرنا. ليعتمرنا, to make Umrah. ليعتمرنا, to make Umrah. ويبقين هناك, and they want to remain there. ليعتمرن ويبقين هناك شهرا عند خالتنا. They want to go first to Mecca for an Umrah and remain there for a month with our خالتنا, with our aunt. خالتنا, with our aunt, with our mother's sister. ثم سيذهبن إلى الرياض. Then they will go to Riyadh. ثم سيذهبن إلى الرياض. Then they will go to Riyadh. Why? لزيارة عمنا. To visit our uncle, father's brother. الذي يعمل, who works, في أحد المصارف. Who works in one of the مصارف. مصارف meaning banks. Who works in one of the مصارف هناك. Who works in one of the banks over there. A مصرف. Masrif is a bank, and that's why sarf is change. Sarf, brother, do you have any sarf? Do you have any sarf? Sarf meaning change. Ata'arifu ahadan. So Amr says, now you're not going, your brothers are not going, your sisters are not going. Ata'arifu ahadan min al-tullabi. Do you know any of the students? Al-hunudi, any of the Indian students. Yadhhabu ila al-hindi. يذهب إلى الهند في هذه العطلة. Who is going to India in this holiday. سمعت أن طالبا هنديا. I heard that an Indian student, اسمه خالد, his name is Khalid, سيذهب إلى الهند قريبا. سيذهب إلى الهند قريبا. He will go to India shortly. Ayub says, نعم أنا أعرفه. I know him. هو سيذهب في الأسبوع المقبل. هو سيذهب, future tense. هو سيذهب, he will go. في الأسبوع المقبل. في الأسبوع المقبل. مقبل meaning the coming week. هو سيذهب في الأسبوع المقبل. He will be going in the future week, inshallah, in the coming week. ولكنه لن يرجع. الله مستعان. ولكنه, but he, لن يرجع. لن يرجع. He will not return. He is going, yes, to India, but he will not be returning back. Allahu musta'an. Amr says, lima, why? لِأَنَّهُ مَرِيضٌ وَسَيَبْقَى فِي الْهِنْدِ لِلْعِلَاجِ. لِأَنَّهُ مَرِيضٌ, because he is sick. وَسَيَبْقَى, he will remain, فِي الْهِنْدِ, in India, لِلْعِلَاجِ, for treatment. عِلَاج, treatment. We say that, الْوِقَايَةُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْعِلَاجِ. Prevention is better than the ilaj, better than cure. Al-wiqayatu khayrun min al-ilaj. Prevention is better than cure, treatment. Ata'arifu Ja'faran? Do you know Ja'far? Na'am, a'arifuhu. I know him. Lakinnahu min Pakistan. But he's from Pakistan. Yumkinuhu an yashtariya hadha al-kitab. Yumkinuhu. It is possible for him. أن يشتري هذا الكتاب. It's possible for him to buy this book من باكستان. فإن الكتب الأردية. For indeed, because الكتب الأردية, because Urdu books, موجودة, are present, في الهند وباكستان, are present in India and Pakistan. One more time. يمكنه أن يشتري هذا الكتاب من باكستان فإن الكتب الأردية موجودة في الهند وباكستان. It's possible for him to buy this book in Pakistan because Urdu books are found in India and Pakistan. أشكرك يا أيوب. جزاك الله خيرا. سأذهب إليه الآن. I'll go to him right now. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And then Ayub says, وعليكم السلام. في أمان الله. في أمان الله. I leave you in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the aman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. We go through بإذن الله تعالى the تمارين inshallah, the exercises. And the first exercise states, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Comprehension questions inshallah. The first question, أين يريد أيوب أن يذهب في عطلة الصيف? Where does Ayub want to go during the summer holidays? جواب, يريد أن يذهب إلى بغداد. يريد أن يذهب إلى بغداد. He wants to go to بغداد. الله المستعان, بغداد, سبحان الله. Scholars, when they spoke about Baghdad, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, one of the wonders of the world during their time, subhanAllah. How many great scholars from that city, Allah Musta'an, and today, Allah Musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, question number two. Aina ya'malu khaluhu? Aina ya'malu khaluhu? Where does his uncle work, his mother's brother? Aina ya'malu khaluhu? Where does his khal work? Jawab. يعمل في سفارة الهند ببغداد. يعمل في سفارة الهند. He works in the Indian embassy ببغداد in Baghdad. Indian embassy in Baghdad. Number three. لماذا يريد إخوته? لماذا يريد إخوته? Why do his brothers want? أن يبقوا في المدينة المنورة. Why do they want to remain in مدينة المنورة? بقى يبقى يبقوا. Why do they want to remain in مدينة المنورة? جواب, ليحفظوا القرآن الكريم. ليحفظوا القرآن الكريم. To memorize the noble Quran. Number four. لماذا تريد أخواته? لماذا تريد أخواته? What do his sisters want? أن يذهبن إلى مكة. Why do they want to go to مكة? يريدنا أن يذهبن إلى مكة. يريدنا أن يذهبن إلى مكة. Why? للعمرة. للعمرة. They basically main reason they want to go for Umrah, inshallah. Number five. لزيارة من يذهبنا إلى الرياض. لزيارة من يذهبنا. To visit who do his sisters يذهبنا. So we're talking about women. Want to go to Riyadh. They want to go to Riyadh to visit who? يذهبنا إلى الرياض لزيارة عمهن. لزيارة عمهن. عمهن meaning their aunt. يذهبنا إلى الرياض لزيارة عمهن. يذهبنا إلى الرياض لزيارة عمهن. They want to go to Riyadh to visit their uncle. والحمد لله. Exercise number two. صحح ما يلي. Answer or rather correct the following sentences. يريد عمر أن يشتري كتابا فرنسيا من الهندي. He wants to buy a French book from India. Correct? No. يريد عمر أن يشتري كتابا باللغة الأردية من الهندي. يريد عمر أن يشتري كتابا باللغة الأردية من الهندي. Number two. جعفر من الهندي. جعفر من الهندي. لا. Is Jafar from India? لا. جعفر من باكستان. جعفر من باكستان. جعفر is from Pakistan. Number three. لن يرجع خالد لأنه يريد أن يدرس الطب. لن يرجع خالد. لن يرجع خالد لأنه يريد أن يدرس الطب. خالد will not be returning because he wants to learn medicine. He wants to study medicine. Correct? No. Incorrect. لن يرجع خالد. لن يرجع. He will not. Who will not? خالد. خالد will not return. إلى الجامعة الإسلامية. To the Islamic University. خالد لن يرجع إلى الجامعة الإسلامية لأنه لا يريد أن يدرس. لأنه لا يريد أن يدرس. Because he does not want to. Because he does not want to study. لأنه لا يريد أن يدرس. Because he does not want to study. Why? Because what's the issue with him? He is the one who is ill. He needs to go for علاج. He needs to go for treatment. He needs to go for treatment. And so that's why he will not be returning. Allahu musta'an. Jayid. And then they say with regards to, that was with regards to Khalid. So Khalid لن يرجع إلى الجامعة الإسلامية لأنه لا يريد أن يدرس, because he does not want to study لأنه مريض. I think maybe if we just said لأنه مريض, that would be better. Because maybe he wants to study. He really, really wants to study, but he cannot come back because he is sick, subhanAllah. So we say that the correct sentence would be لن يرجع خالد لأنه مريض لأنه مريض. الله المستعان الله المستعان. May Allah grant him شفاء. حياكم الله. Exercise number 3. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية بالنفي مستعملا لن. Answer the following questions in the negative form using لن. لن. Excellent. Let's see. Number 1. أتذهب إلى بلدك في عطلة الصيف؟ أتذهب إلى بلدك في عطلة الصيف؟ Are you going to your country in the summer holiday? Answer this using لن. So, answer it. لا, لن أذهب إلى بلدي. لن أذهب إلى بلدي في عطلة الصيف. لن أذهب إلى بلدي في عطلة الصيف. I will not go to my country in the summer holiday. Number 2, أتذهبون إلى الملعب هذا المساء يا إخوانو. Are you people going to the playground this evening, oh brothers? أتذهبون إلى الملعب هذا المساء يا إخوانو. جواب, لا, لن نذهب. So the one of the brothers responds, لا, لن نذهب إلى الملعب هذا المساء. لن نذهب. نون. لن نذهب إلى الملعب هذا المساء. We will not be going to the playground this evening. Number 3. أيذهب زملاؤك إلى المتحف غدا يا علي؟ أيذهب زملاؤك, are your colleagues going to the museum tomorrow, أو علي؟ لا, لن يذهبوا. لن يذهبوا إلى المتحف غدا. No, they are not going to the museum tomorrow. Number 4. أتلعبون كرة القدم هذا المساء يا إخوانو. أتلعبون كرة القدم هذا المساء يا إخوانو. Are you people playing football this evening, oh brothers? جواب, لا, لن نلعب كرة القدم هذا المساء. We will not be playing. We will not be playing football this evening. لا, لن نلعب كرة القدم هذا المساء. And number 5. أيرجع المدير من جدة غدا يا أستاذ؟ أيرجع المدير من جدة غدا يا أستاذ؟ Will the principal be, will the manager, the مدير be coming back from Jeddah tomorrow, oh أستاذ? جواب, لا, لن يرجع المدير. The principal will not be coming back من جدة غدا, from جدة غدا, from جدة tomorrow, والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, that covers exercises 1, 2 and 3, والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Exercise number 4. تأمل أدوات النفي الآتية. Ponder over the various types of negation. ذهبت إلى السوق أمس. I went to the marketplace yesterday. ذهبت إلى السوق أمس. ذهبت past tense. I went to the marketplace yesterday. ما ذهبت إلى السوق أمس. I did not go to the marketplace yesterday. We added a ما. Past tense, we added a ما. ما ذهبت إلى السوق أمس. I did not go to the marketplace yesterday. Next one. ب. أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. Present tense. أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. I go to the marketplace every day. لا أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. I do not go to the marketplace every day. لا أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. We use a lam here. لا. لا أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. So that's for present tense. As for future tense, jim, سأذهب إلى السوق غدا. سأذهب إلى السوق غدا. سأذهب إلى السوق غدا. I will go to the marketplace tomorrow. Here in negation, what do we say? لن أذهب إلى السوق غدا. لن أذهب إلى السوق غدا. I repeat. لن أذهب إلى السوق غدا. I will not go to the marketplace tomorrow. So past tense ما, present tense la, and future tense lan, insha'Allah. Exercise number 5. Let's read the sentences. لن أذهب إلى قريتي. I will not go to my village. في عطلة الصيف, in the summer holiday. هذا العام, this year. إني متعب جدا. I am very exhausted, very tired. فلن أخرج من البيت اليوم. And so I will not exit the house today. فلن أخرج من البيت اليوم. And because of that, I will not leave the house today. Number 3. لن أترك الصلاة أبدا. لن أترك الصلاة أبدا. لن أترك, I will never leave. أترك, leave. الصلاة أبدا, I will never leave صلاة ever. أبدا ever. Number 4. قال المدرس, the teacher said, لن أسمح لكم بالدخول, I will not permit you people بالدخول to enter, بعد بدء الدرس, after the lesson begins, في المستقبل. لن أسمح لكم, I will not permit you people. What? بالدخول, to enter. بعد بدء الدرس, after the beginning of the lesson. بدء الدرس, beginning of the lesson. في المستقبل, in the future. لن أحلق لحيتي أبدا. لن أحلق, I will never shave. لحيتي, my beard, أبدا, ever. لن يرجع أبي, my father will not return. من مكة, from مكة. لن يرجع أبي من مكة قبل رمضان. My father will not return from مكة before رمضان. Number 6. Or 7. لن نشرب الخمر أبدا. لن نشرب الخمر أبدا. We will never drink alcohol ever. قال اليهود لموسى عليه السلام. The Yahud said to Musa عليه السلام, يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد. We cannot have patience over just having one type of food. The Yahud, they said to Musa, we cannot bear to just have one type of food. لن نصبر على طعام واحد. We are unable to have patience over and with one type of food. كما جاء في سورة البقرة, as found in سورة البقرة. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, من لبس الحريرة, whoever wears silk, في الدنيا, in this world, فلن يلبسه, فلن يلبسه, then he will not wear it, في الآخرة, in the hereafter. رواه البخاري. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and grant us the wearing of silk in the hereafter, insha'Allah. Exercise number 6. Obviously, that's with regards to the men. As for females, they can wear, as for women, they can wear silk, no problem, insha'Allah. أدخل لن على الأفعال الآتية وضبط أواخرها. Enter لن into the following words. يخرج لن يخرج. لن يخرج. تكتبين لن تكتبي. لن تكتبي. لن تكتبي. يشربون لن يشربوا. لن يشربوا. يغسلن يغسلن لن يغسلن. لن يغسلن. أدخل لن أدخل. لن أدخل. لن أدخل. أدخل لن أدخل. تفتحنا تفتحنا. لن تفتحنا. لن تفتحنا. تأكلين تأكلين. لن تأكلي, you will not eat. لن تأكلي, you will not eat. تجلس, لن تجلس, لن تجلس. والحمد لله. الكلمات الجديدة, new words. آسف, I am sorry, I am sorry. Take note, sometimes you have a brother, you ask him what's your name, he says آسف. What is آسف? آسف means I am sorry, I am sorry. And so not necessarily a good name. سفارة, this is your embassy. عام, plural أعوام. هندي, Indian. هنود, plural. خمر, alcohol. خمور, plural of خمر. موجود, present. متعب, exhausted, tired. حرير, silk. الدنيا, الدنيا, this دنيا. الآخرة, the hereafter. مستقبل, future. مستقبل, future, مستقبل. Brother, where is the مستقبل? When is the مستقبل? Where is your مستقبل? What's the مستقبل going to be? مستقبل means future. بدء means to begin. أحد, one. أبدا, أبدا means ever, ever. جيد. لبس, يلبس, to wear. صبر, يصبر, to have patience. ترك, يترك, to leave, to abandon. اعتمر, يعتمر, to perform umrah. And عمرة is the pilgrimage, the lesser pilgrimage, the minor pilgrimage. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, بإذن الله تعالى. We go through a few vocab words, inshallah. Walhamdulillah, we've completed lesson number 19. Not a very long lesson, a rather simple lesson, inshallah. Walhamdulillah. With regards to our vocab, inshallah, we have the word bitaqatun. What's a bitaqa? Brother, do you have a visa? Do you have a bitaqa visa? Do you have a bitaqa mastercard? Bitaqa means card or your label, etc. Batala means to nullify something, for it to become null and void, invalid. Something is batil, it is untrue. Jayid. Batun is your stomach. Butun, stomachs or your bellies. Batin is something in the interior. Interior, the batin, the zahir, which is the apparent, and the batin, that which is hidden, that which is in the interior. We find that ba'athara means to scatter items. Ba'atharatun means to scatter something. Ba'da means after. As for ba'uda bu'dan means to be far. Ba'id, ba'uda bu'dan, ba'idun, far. Ba'du, as for ba'du, example, lam ya'ti ba'du, he has not yet come. Lam ya'ti ba'du, he has not yet come. Min ba'du, say, take note, it's not mudafun ilay, it's not min ba'di, this is different. This one here is min ba'du. Min ba'du means, example, qabaltuhu min ba'du في الياباني. قابلته من بعد في الياباني. I later met him in Japan. So it means like later. بعد, من بعد, later. قابلته من بعد في الياباني. I met him later in Japan. بعد means to separate. بعد بين شيئين, to separate between two matters. بعير is a camel. بعض, as for بعض, بعض means some. Baghdad, obviously the city of Baghdad. We find that baghlun means a mule. Baghlatun, a female mule. Baqaratun, a cow. Baqalun is a grocer, the green grocer. Baqiya means to remain. Bukra, bakkara, tabkiran, early. Mubakkiran, which means early. Kharajtu mubakkiran, I left early. Walhamdulillah. The word Bakka is another name of Makkah al-Mukarrama, walhamdulillah. As for Abkamu, Bukmun, Abkamu, Bakma'u, Bukmun, this means to be dumb. Summum Bukmun, we find in the Noble Quran, Hayyakumullah. So that's a little bit of vocab, inshallah. And before we end off this majlis, a qa'ida, one of the prophetic maxims. We've already covered 50 Quranic maxims. We now go one by one, inshallah, through some prophetic maxims, inshallah. We did the first one, which was innamal a'malu binniyat, and then the second one was the hadith with regards to innovations, where our Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa rad. Whoever innovates in this affair of ours, our deen, his innovation is rejected. Our third prophetic maxim, insha'Allah, is ad-deenun nasiha. Ad-deenun nasiha. That the deen, the religion, it is advice. It is sincere advice, insha'Allah, that you give and you take sincere advice. In fact, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam repeated this three times. Ad-deenun nasiha. Ad-deenun nasiha. Ad-deenun nasiha. To show us the importance with regards to it. And then he continues, nasiha with regards to what? Lillahi wa likitabihi wa li rasulihi. وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ. For Allah, for the Book of Allah, for the Rasuls of Allah, for the leaders of the Muslims and the general masses of the Muslims. That with regards to all of the above, nasiha is required. That brother, nasiha with regards to Allah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who creates, the one who takes life, the one who gives life, all of this is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Book of Allah, memorize the Book of Allah, read the Book of Allah, have a relationship with the Book of Allah. Let a day not pass except that you read, you look into the Mus'haf, you read something of the Quran, you read something from the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to the messengers, that you obey the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not just be mere statement that you follow him, but rather in action you follow our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to the leaders of the believers, then one listens and one obeys and one advises them and one gives them nasiha and one advises them when they fall short and when they fall into tyranny and oppression, then one gives nasiha and one is not just silent in these matters. وَعَامَّتِهِمْ, and the general masses of the Muslims, that we give them advice. And advice also includes that if somebody is doing something good, you encourage them to continue that goodness. It's not only that when somebody makes an error or a mistake, now we want to correct and give nasiha. No. Rather, even when they are doing good, you encourage them to continue. Walhamdulillah. Also, with regards to advice, there's obviously an usloob, a manner. You should not make a spectacle of this individual. Advise them in private. That's the best type of advice. That would be, the individual would be more willing to accept that sort of advice, as opposed to in public, you making them embarrassed. And so now the nafs wants to defend, and the nafs is not open to accepting advice. But if done in private, then the person understands that you really, really, really want, you know, good for them. Walhamdulillah. So that is ad-deenun nasiha. الدين النصيحة الدين النصيحة. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who give nasiha and also take nasiha. Sometimes it's very easy to give nasiha. It's like medicine, mashallah, very easy to give, but at times difficult to take. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, until we meet again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who accept nasiha and also give nasiha. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah to make this Arabic language easy for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the love of the Arabic language. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Remember, if your knowledge is above average, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, then your akhlaq, your character, your behavior, your manners, they are also supposed to be above average. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.